This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian Tom Dustin plus TJ Miller's hair and Leon Redbone impressions. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Deputy Sheriff Barney Fife.
Yeah. Andy's the sheriff.
And Barney is the deputy.
Yeah, move that vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lawman's work is never done.
Barney Fife is a pipsqueak man, but he carries a great big gun.
That's a lawman's best friend.
People laugh when he whips it out, 'cause bullets he's got just one.
That's 'cause I'm an expert shot, Obie.
In his pocket, man, not in his gun. Oh, yeah.
Andy's the sheriff,
and Bonnie is the deputy.
Now, over here's where we incarcerate perpetrators.
Andy's the sheriff,
and Barney Fife is deputy. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ange, got a hot date tonight. Probably take the squad car.
Sheriff Taylor, he dates Helen Crump. There, Manu, she has Barney. Oh, yeah. But the only one who gets his rocks off is the stone-throwing Ernest T. They all live in celibacy. No wonder Otis drinks, man.
Andy's the sheriff,
and Barney is the deputy. Oh, yes, he is. Yeah.
Andy's the sheriff,
and Barney Fife is deputy. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Howard Sprague is mad, man. Floyd the Barber cut off his dreadlocks. He's very upset. Hey, Goober man, put down that gas pump and take this flip, huh, man? Hey, wait, we put them together, we have a real party, huh? Yeah!
Andy's the sheriff.
And Barney is the deputy. Hey, Barney, look what I got in the back, huh? Ganja!
That's kind of like oregano.
For Auntie's brownies.
Oh, I love brownies.
Yes, it's going to be a real good party, man.
Party? Well, I'll bring the soda pop.
Say, why are there no black people here in Mayberry?
Nip it, nip it.
And why does Gomer have all these pictures of Rock Hudson on the wall?
Now we got a troublemaker, Ange. Lock him up. Otis, give me the keys.
Take me to Mount Pilot. You know the big city, man.
Nah, you're not going anywhere, mister. We're booking you on a 611, a 1587, too. Hey, what kind of a haircut is that, anyway? Otis, I said, give me the keys. Ange, Otis won't give me the keys. Obie, quit smoking his cigarettes. Aunt B, those are really great brownies. Hey, Floyd ate the rest of the brownies. Floyd? Floyd?
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
The room's gotten significantly more handsome in the last hour.
Thank you.
Not you, Ace. It's our guests. We have the very handsome Tom Dustin.
Ace is looking good.
Looking good, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Your hair's hanging in there.
Your hair's hanging in there.
It's always the greatest compliment you can receive.
Yeah, oh, that's nice.
Nothing better than that or... interesting facial hair. I get that sometimes.
Oh, you went that way. Okay.
Yeah, that would be TJ Miller that's sporting
that. That's that direction. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's a brave beard.
Very brave. Yeah, very brave.
Courageous.
So, when is the Civil War reenactment?
Brave choice.
Thank you. A good choice.
That's a good beard. That's a dense beard.
That is a good beard. Trimmed.
TJ, I had no idea you could grow a beard that
night. I had a long enough beard recently that my wife said that she saw the beard first and then me several minutes later. She even said, she goes, can you ask your beard to tell my husband he's allowed to come into the room, so he should come inside.
That was her way of saying trim it back?
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, Kate's good with the euphemisms. That's like my grandmother Jaffe used to, everything was a euphemism. So it was always like, well, do you think it would be good to turn on the air conditioning? instead of, it's hot in here. That never happened. So Kate's really good at those sorts of things. Like, you know, it would be interesting if you had different facial hair.
It sounds like your wife is a woman.
That's right. Yeah. Ends up being exactly that. Yeah.
Now, you are a voiceover guy and a guy famous. Yeah. Are you doing a lot of video games? Or
I did, I can't even remember the name, but I did Big Hero 6 and How to Train Your Dragon and the Emoji Movie. I know. All of us saw the Emoji Movie.
I did. I've seen all these movies. You know, it's little kids.
13% on Rotten Tomatoes, but 100 million domestic. So what really matters? The Emoji Movie is an existential crisis for the audience and for those that were in it. But yeah, I did a video game that was related to that. And then I was in the How to Train Your Dragon television series. But I will get some people sort of going, I thought it was you. And then I heard your voice. And then I knew it was you because no one else sounds like a drag queen that chain smokes and has been singing all night the night before.
did your grandmother give you that?
That was her euphemism.
That's dead on though. Yeah.
When
you do it, let me ask you, when you do a video game, does that take days or weeks? Do you go in for an hour at a time? How does that work?
No, it's usually, I mean, that's the great thing about voiceover is you sort of go in, it's one session. Depending on if it's a film, then you do 20 sessions, but you can do 100 versions of the line. So that's great because in television, especially, you only get 3 chances, really. And then if you're lucky and they have time, you have 5 takes. But with voiceover, you sort of have, but if it's a video game, you don't have as much creative license. It's more like, move left to enter the room. Like, it's like, you know, it's not particularly interesting.
With us in the studio, comedians Tom Dustin, TJ Miller, Christy Lee, of course, at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
There's a pall over the news desk this morning.
Why?
Of course,
Leon Redbone packed away to manap no treasure.
Not a fan, huh, Chick?
Never in my born days.
I think that
hey, everybody, Leon Redbone's on. Said no one ever.
I get why you don't like him, but I like it.
I like it when you do it.
Thank you, DJ. My friend Eric was his road manager for like 10 years.
Oh.
Just him and Leon in a van driving around the country.
Now I'm being swayed. Eric is a good man.
Did he ever break character with Eric?
That I don't know.
Because I'm sure he did.
I know. A friend of mine.
Pour some chips in a drink. I'm going to get some Boston baked beans.
I'm out of corn nuts.
A friend of mine had to.
You can't not, like, just as a source material for that. You've got to give him some respect.
Boston baked
beans had to fornate, though.
Bringing back the Great American Songbook.
You want those hot dogs? I really got to take a leap. If you wouldn't mind. Over at the Stuckey's.
But also, it somehow comes back to Boston baked beans. Really got to take a leap. Boston baked beans.
And while we're here, I may as well get another bag.
I can't help. I'm not trying to be critical, but the only one of you guys that can do it is Chick.
We're all doing an impression of Chick.
I'm not even close?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no. Not as bad as Tom Duxton.
In my head, I was like, man, I'm nailing this.
That's not helping.
But you're kind of hearing him in your head.
But here's my question. A friend of mine had to drive around with one of the very fine comedians, one of the great comic writers of all time. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
No. Mark Gross?
Boss Mike Bean?
Sure. Yeah, I do know.
Eight Dogs like,
Well, that was meant to be Emo Phillips.
Emo Phillips.
I talk a little more than I find it.
You made him sound deaf.
So he
I really wanted to know where that was going.
I thought, who's the deaf comic guy?
He had to drive around Emo.
Right.
And he would say he'd have to drive for like 2 hours at a time because it was the longest 2 hours of his life because he kind of kept waiting for Emo to go, okay, Emo, snap out of it. You're from Chicago. Talk like a regular human being.
I'd rather not.
I'm going to stay in character.
Can you ask Eric if –
Eric is such a great guy that – I don't think he'll share it.
But Leon Redbone.
But if he did, Eric wouldn't say anything.
Leon Redbone was here with us.
Leon's dead now. He can say whatever he wants.
Well, that's true.
Leon was here, and were you here that day when he was here?
I'm impressed in my memory book. Of course, I would. No, I don't.
And he never broke character. He had the whole get up, the white suit and the hat and everything. But during the commercial breaks. During the commercial breaks, where we talk and relax, during that last commercial break, we were talking about Key West or something. Just something semi-normal. And he
did he break? Do you remember?
No, but I remember talking to him about his hobbies and what he. I told you before. I mentioned he would read, 150-year-old history books.
So he would say,
I read old history books.
Wow, okay.
And I enjoy a Boston baked bean.
I know everything about Boston baked bean.
DJ, you're a talented man. That's not in your skill set.
I read the back of a Boston baked bean.
I don't even do a really good impression of myself.
In defense of Mr. Redbone, for one thing, he's bringing back the Great American Songbook.
Shut up.
Here's a little bit of... Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. By golly, and roll.
You shot him.
I did.
He rhymes Charlie with by golly.
Or I shot myself. Either one.
You call me
sure.
Boston Baked Beans, Maybe. Bob.
who did he do? Didn't he do a beer commercial for a while there or something? What was it?
Slay small liquor, boom.
Enjoy yourself some Colt 45.
Oh, I think it was Colt 45.
Was it?
No.
I think it was.
Why would he do Colt 45?
I don't know. But like Bartles and James wine coops.
Exactly. No, it was a beer. I remember.
I thought it was Budweiser.
Which is the only Bartles and James reference I've ever heard in my life.
Thanks.
Slay small liquor.
Okay, hang on a second. Here we go. Here we go.
There's more of Leon Redbone?
Yeah, Budweiser.
He did a 1982 Budweiser.
Oh, Budweiser, there you go.
Yeah, I said that three times. Did you not listen?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
what? When you say bud. When Christy's talking, we don't listen.
Obviously.
Because we don't want
like
to.
Her.
Is it okay to say that you're doing a terrible job? Is that fine?
I totally accept that. I deserved it, and thank you.
Mine it was better than you gave it, Chris.
He's still on it. Yeah. He's like, guys, can we just come back and give credit where credit is? Mustn't make me.
Okay, Josh Arnold. Josh, I've got a music bed of Leon Redbone with no lyrics.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, this is no lyrics.
No lyrics.
Okay.
You have to make up your lyrics.
Just him jamming on that guitar the way he do. Yes.
I want you to sing about something in this room.
Something in this room. All right.
Something happening, something.
Something, okay, I got it. Yeah.
Here we go.
You said that he wasn't singing.
He's scatting.
But I have to do it over scatting?
Over scatting.
The only time someone says scatting with a G.
Scatting.
No apostrophes. Usually he's scatting, but in this case, he's scatting, sir.
TJ, the benefits of a classical education.
I'm riding with my feather pants. A fancy
That's pretty
feather
good.
Pen.
That's better.
I got it from a man who sold it to me.
It's amazing.
Okay, Chip McGee.
The world is sadder place today because he's gone.
Chip McGee. Oh, no.
I want you to sing that feather pen, and then it was answered immediately.
I want you to sing about something near and dear to me. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Something near and dear to you. Ready?
Washington Braves came to politically incorrect. God love him. The engines don't care
for the rest. It's like, no, Leon, you can't say that.
Go, engine, go.
There's got to be an old American songbook called Engine Joe or something.
Yeah, there it is.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't condemn the entire great American songwriter.
I was talking about killing all the alligators in Florida. I think it would be a good idea, considering the toddler deaths that have occurred. And
you mean the one?
And yeah. And then this woman goes, "No." And I go, "Why not?" She goes, "I'm a Gators fan."
Well,
and I said, if you kill all the alligators, that doesn't mean they have to rename the team. I mean, they didn't do that with the Redskins. So they are politically incorrect.
That was a joke, and there's a lesson to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you've been listening to this show,
enjoy it over some Boston Baked Beans. Enjoy that TJ Miller.
You've been listening for 30 minutes waiting for a joke. You got one.
There he is.
There you go.
Do people still eat Boston Baked Beans?
Sure.
Of course.
Yes.
Really?
You know who loves Boston Baked Beans?
Donnie Baker.
Donnie Baker.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
He stops to get those puffs.
Perfectly. Yep.
Well, so much for Boston Baked Beans. Okay.
You got to find a special gas station for Boston Baked Beans, by the way. But if there's anyone that can scope one out, it's Donnie Baker.
That's right.
Oh, now, TJ Miller is our guest, and Tom Dustin is our guest. Tom is moving to Key West.
Of course I am.
Well, you're going to be the only straight guy.
You sound like the guy before he changed his name to Redbone. Dickvar Milosevic or whatever.
Dick Rand Armenian guy. Okay, good.
Why is it always the first name is so terrible? I guess that's why they change it, right?
Leon.
Were you always TJ?
The story goes that I didn't understand. I think it was in first or second grade. There was another, my real name is Todd. Let's all take that in for a second.
Thanks, Todd.
Are you on your way to the country club, Todd? And I didn't understand that there could be two people with the same name. So there was another Todd in the class. So I went up to him and I said, "Hey, either you need to change your name or I do." And he said, "Who are you?" And I said, "Well, for now, I'm Todd." And he said, "I'm not going to change my name." And I said, "Okay." So I got in the carpool afterwards, and my mother was driving, and I said, "From now on, my name is TJ." And she said, "Oh, sure, Todd." And then I never answered to Todd again, so it was good. But then years later in high school, we went around the class introducing ourselves. And my English teacher, Mr. Madison, who's still to this day one of my greatest influences and friends, he said, "Why did you change your name to TJ?" I said, "Well, because Todd, you know, sounds like Todd and Buffy are headed to play tennis at the country club. And everybody laughed really hard, like harder than I. And I was a fairly funny individual. I was not an ugly gentleman. but and everybody's laughing so hard. I go, oh, that really killed, you know. And then I realized suddenly, I go to the teacher, Mr. Madison, I go, what's your first name? And he said, Todd. And they exploded even harder. And to this day, he was like, you know, one of my great advocates. But yeah, I changed it because.
Wow. And he now goes by TB.
He goes by Madison. TB. Tuberculosis.
Yeah.
They call him for short.
Yeah. It would be TM. Isn't his last name?
Yeah, they're. Oh, his middle name has got to be Bob or something. I don't know.
Todd
it's
Bob.
It's got to be Bob.
Todd Bob.
Todd Bob. Yeah, that's. Boy.
Todd Bob is my name.
I would love to have that as.
Moonshine is my game.
Todd Bob, but we call him Todd Baked Bean. Cross the Baked Bean Bob.
Todd Baked Bean Bob.
Nobody I like is the Bob for
Peters
Bob.
And Key West. Sorry, this is sticking.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.